Good morning. Welcome back. This is the I Am Sorry About Last Night podcast. I am Tom, part of the Social Podcast Network, www.socialpodcastnetwork.com. You can go there and check out all of our podcasters podcasting. Love it. Love those guys and gals. Actually, more gals than guys, really, but love them all. Great. Super proud. Super excited to be part of that. How's everybody? It's Friday, October, what is today? 16th. I feel like ever since I opened my own business, I don't know the date. Even though I work in a business where it's all about the date. I know the day, I just don't know the date. So it's Friday, October 16th. It is a rainy day. I think it's going to rain all day. I'm okay with that. I love the rain. Allows me to be kind of this moody, kind of sad-ish, grumpy, not grumpy, but just kind of gloomy kind of person that I think I'm naturally that way. This feels really comfortable. I'm not the guy that, you know, needs to be out doing something all day. You know, days like this says, it's okay. You can chill. Relax. But I'm working. Went for a run this morning. Awesome. Oh, my gosh. I was talking to Carlos on the way here. I ate too many cookies the other day. I relapsed. I relapsed on milk. Milk and me do not get along, but I love it. Bought some the other night because I needed it for some mashed potatoes we were making. My dad came over and I was going to make mashed potatoes. I can absolutely make mashed potatoes without milk, but I'm like, you know what? I'm going to get a little milk. So I got the small one, the smallest little cute carton there. And because I was going to use it for the mashed potatoes, and I did. It went in the mashed potatoes, and the mashed potatoes were delicious. And then, you know, Sam, this is the week Sam's with us. And Sam, he loves himself some chocolate chip cookies. It's always a thing. It used to be cute. Oh, yeah. Now it's like a thing. Can we have cookies? And I know if I'm making cookies, it's going to be a bad, bad night. So I got up in the middle of the night and I had two glasses of milk and a bunch of cookies. And I woke up the next day full of shame and guilt. All day, it felt bad. Stomach sticking out a little bit, you know, just not taking care of myself. And my body reminded me that milk, I don't do well with milk. But milk doesn't get me arrested. It's not a real issue. I wanted to say something. I think I'm going to start doing the God grant me the serenity to accept the things that I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. I mean, if you don't pray and you're looking for a prayer, that one right there pretty much covers it. Covers all the bases with that one. You're good. great song. What a great band. I mean, I think. Lizzie Borden. Holy shit. This is so... I don't know if anybody knows about this. Tell me if you do. But there was a time, you know, back when CDs were super popular. You know, it was all CDs, right? I mean, there was cassettes, but we were deep in the CD game. There was no... there was no YouTube, there was no, you know, Spotify, there was no iTunes. It was either you bought cassettes or you bought an LP or you got a CD. I think LPs were really on the fade down then. Definitely cassettes were. But so, to cut to the point, it was about CDs. And there was this, every once in a while you could find a CD and it was recorded. And if you would look at the CD, first of all, it had a rough texture, a tacky texture to it. And if you read like the small circle on the inside of the CD, every once in a while you would find these CDs that said Nimbus, N-I-M-B-U-S. Nimbus CD, recorded Nimbus, Nimbus recorded, Nimbus disc. But if you saw this on the CD, you knew that this CD was going to be exceptional in sound. I mean, just the top of the sound game when it comes to CDs and stuff like that. I don't know anything about it. Actually, let me look. Let me just take a look. Let me take a look. Because I've looked this up before. So here we go. Nimbus. Nimbus. Disc. Nimbus disc. Let's see what comes up. Nimble label releases disc logs. Well, I can't find, I'll have to look it up. I'll find out more. I don't want to waste your time with this. But the fact is if you could find a disc that said Nimbus disc, it was going to sound amazing. Sacred Reich did it. Lizzie Borden did it. There was only a few bands that, and I'm not even sure it was the band or just the company that did their music, but yeah, Lizzie Borden, Sacred Reich had a great, one of their CDs came out on a Nimbus disc. There were a few of them, but this album was one of them. And when I was growing up as a teenager, my buddy Steve Hopp, he loved freaking Lizzie Borden. And I love Lizzie Borden too. They were great. But as we got older and we kind of all kind of went our different ways and, you know, have families and stuff, I forget about some of these bands, and this band, Master of Disguise, or Lizzie Borden, this album, Master of Disguise, was one of those bands that was on a Nimbus disc, and you can hear the sound, the quality. It's just a great, great album, great song, and I ran this morning, and I was listening to it, and I was like, damn, just brought back a lot of great memories. Maybe it's not everyone's favorite kind of music, but it's the sound quality is on point. But the, you know, I love the, you know, I sit down, I'm just, you know, my job for me is to put out a podcast. You know, this helps me. It helps me kind of reflect and to just kind of suffer through it. And so, you know, I don't plan anything. I don't have any notes. I just sit down and just, you know, and it's probably obvious. You know, there's probably people out there going, oh, clearly, man, you don't have any notes. But that's just what I do. I just sit down and I just kind of go for it. And sometimes the song I play will give me some ideas on things to talk about. Sometimes I'll, you know, like I want to talk about that the Serenity Prayer. I was laying in bed last night, and before I go to bed, I say, you know, God, grant me the serenity to accept the things that I cannot change and the courage to change the things I can. It's such a small, simple prayer that it's almost overlooked. It's like, well, that's so easy and simple, and I can even remember it. I memorize it, so it must not play as big of a role as like a different prayer or a bigger prayer, you know, like a seven-step prayer or, you know, whatever. But if you look at the step or listen to, or if you look at the prayer or read it or say it and listen to it and just really think about what the prayer is saying, you know, God, right away we're we're stepping into an area that we're just sort of uncomfortable with, right? God. How many people raise your hands, love having a relationship with God? Okay, put your hands down. But it's already tough. You're saying, God, grant me. Like, I give up, I'm letting you do it. Grant me the serenity. What does that word mean? Do we know what serenity means? I'm not going to look it up, but I'll tell you my definition. It's just peace. Peace. Centered in the moment, safety, clarity, humility, peace, serenity. God, grant me. I'm asking you. I mean, we've gotten to a point where we revert to prayer. We go to prayer because it's serious, you know, like, oh, someone's sick. There was a friend of mine that was sick. I told him, I'm going to put you in my prayers. Problem is, I don't really pray. So I had to actually pray that night for him. But, you know, it's serious. But to say, God, grant me the serenity to accept. That's it. This program, this piece, this journey is all based, for me at least, on humility and surrendering. Humility and surrendering. Grant me the serenity to accept the things. So accept is also recognize, maybe. Have clarity. I mean, ego's got to be out of the picture as well, right? I mean, if ego's there, you're never going to accept it. There's always going to be a solution. I can fix this, or I can charm my way out of this, or lie my way out of this, or, you know, shuck and jive my way out of this, or I can say, you know what, boom, you got me. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things that I cannot change. If you are accepting and you are surrendering and you're reaching out to God, you're going to find serenity. It may be brief, it may be fleeting, but it will be there. You know, someone say, can we pray? And you do, and you go, ah, thank you, I needed that. The weirdness of praying with a person, right? That's embarrassing. Yeah, let's pray, but let's do it over here where no one can see us, right? Because you don't want to expose yourself as needing prayer. You don't want to expose yourself to the rest of the public as a person that surrenders and turns their will and their lives over to the care of a higher power. You don't want to look like that. Let's pray over here. No, right here, right in front of everybody. So immediately ego's out of it. Oh, ego's like, I'm going to take a break. I'm going to step back on this one. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change and the courage. It's scary. It is a scary thing trying to get better. You know, if you live a life, or if you've lived a life where it's always like, me, 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 it's going wrong, run, 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 me, 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 oh, it's going wrong, run, 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 me, 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 oh, it's going wrong, you know, lie, lie, lie. That's a lifestyle. That's how my lifestyle was. Me, 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 uh-oh, this is going wrong. Go, 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 run, run, run. Don't look back. Don't worry about that. The smell of burning bridges. You know, that's a lifestyle. That's a habit. But to get sober, you can't live that lifestyle and think you're going to get sober. You can live that lifestyle and not drink, but they don't go together. For me, getting sober, and you also got to decide what's more important, getting free of drink or finding some fucking serenity. Free of drink or finding some peace. Because you can be free of drink and be absolutely fucking out of your mind, the opposite of serenity. That's called the dry drunk. I wish I knew where it says it in the big book, but it talks about If you don't change, if the only change you make is you stop drinking, you're still just going to, the only difference is now you're just going to be an asshole that doesn't drink. Who wants to be that? God, grant me the serenity, the peace to accept. God, grant me the serenity to accept. And what that to me is saying is, God, give me, take the self out of me for a minute and just let me surrender for a second. You know, you watch like, well, before all this Black Lives Matter and all this craziness and whether it was good or bad, but, you know, we watched a lot of live PD. I used to love watching Cops. And, you know, you see these guys and they're chasing them and they're fighting and they're going crazy with cars and guns and running. And then they finally tackle them, or the dog gets them and they finally tackle them, and they're fighting. And then they fucking put the handcuffs on them and they just fucking, they're done. They surrendered. That's it. God, grant me the serenity. Give me the peace of mind. Give me, take self out of the way for just a second so that I can surrender, accept. Grant me the serenity to accept the things that I can't change. I mean, at that moment, there's not much that can change when you're cuffed and on the floor with a dog's paws on your back. Grant me some serenity, God. Let me accept. I mean, I guess that would be, you know, you can either take the easy road or you can take the hard road. And I think that is probably the hard road, right? Grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change. And this one's the big one. The courage to change the things I can. What does that mean? Talio, fucking go flying. Or is courage about taking a second and I mean, because if I'm going to say, listen, I'm not the smartest guy in the room. I don't know what's going on with this. I might have to get help. I might have to ask. I might have to have a conversation. The courage to change the things I can. The courage. There's a lot of shit that goes under there, though. Honesty. You know, you have relationships with people. You know, I've had relationships with people that I thought that I wanted to be friends. Really, I just wanted to be associated with them. That was ego. Ego like that friendship. I've had friendships with people that are super smart, and I want what they know as far as being educated. And then I just have down-to-earth friends that just are going through the same problems, same type of conversation, same sort of deal. So I'm having to figure out the courage of what part of this relationship I like. And is this really a great relationship? Or is this a relationship that is based with my ego? As a young person, most of my friendships were based on just friendships, convenience. Oh, shit, you're in my life. I guess we'll be friends. You're pretty cool. Do you like boxes? Do you like ponds? Do you like bicycles? Boom. You qualify as a person, as a good friend. But as we get older, that life starts creeping in. Money, notoriety, popularity, all these things start becoming a part of what makes me feel like a good person. You know, there's this is a good example. There's a family that lives in this town that are very well off. Very well off. You say their name, you know the name. And I've had conversations with folks about people that associate with these people. So these people are well off. And listen, they deserve it. They work hard. They've made a lot of money. But to be friends with these people puts you into a different category, right? But But you're not that level. We're not at that level. So this person, this couple, in their desire to be, to fit in, to be part of, they committed to a purchase that they, both couples split. And I'm not going to specify what they bought because I just want the example. I don't care about, you know, anybody feeling bad about it. I'm just trying to share the example. But they purchased something, and the couple that was well off, they bought, you know, they just probably paid for what their portion was out of their pocket. But the other couple, more like a couple like my wife and I who aren't rich, had to get on a payment plan, and they, you know, they went in basically debt. And, you know, maybe it was to have this thing, you know, maybe they couldn't afford it by themselves. But I have a feeling, because I've done the same thing, I think they just wanted to be associated with somebody with more notoriety. So when it says the courage to change the things I can, it's the courage to look at all of that. Like, let's say this relationship is going south. Maybe I can't afford to. Maybe I got into a contract with another couple to purchase something that I can't afford, and now it's starting to show. Do I have the courage to go, look, I don't even like these people. I just wanted to be associated with them. So, I mean, I basically bought my association. I mean, do you have the courage to take a hard look at that? Because then now it's saying a lot of shit, right? Now it's saying, look, you're capable of having friends that you don't like just to look better. And we've all done it. I'm sure we have. But the courage to change the things I can. So the courage is to look at a lot of different things. I thought, you know, praying rightly. You know, prayer, relationship with God, relationship with the higher power, redefining that, figuring out how to have it. What does that even mean? All byproducts. For me, at least, byproducts. It's like mushrooms. You can't find mushrooms. But if you put a lot of water on a lot of ground and you soak it and you create a lot of humidity and you make it warm, it will pop up. I don't know where. It's a byproduct. Relationship with the higher power, courage, grant, serenity, they're all byproducts. Can't buy them. Can't have serenity delivered. It's a byproduct of working, being honest, exposure, removal of ego, all these things. It's clearing those boxes out of the garage to get the Ferrari keys. You can make a path. You'll get to the car. But you'll be, you know, it's you're surrounded by other issues. And that's, you know, that's where we got to find that courage and the honesty. I'm always amazed, like I'll talk to my son, you know, at night, and not as much anymore, he's getting older, but he used to really be afraid of monsters. And I'm like, have you ever seen a monster? No. You know they don't exist, I know. But they're, you know, but he's still scared of monsters. Like we're afraid of something and we know it's not real, but we still are afraid of it. We act a certain way. We pretend we're a certain way. We hang out and be involved with people that aren't like us, but it's to be a certain way. And we know better, but we still do it. And I think that's where that courage comes in. Listen, I'm grateful today. I'm not perfect. I struggle with a lot of things, people, a lot of things. But, you know, we'll talk about it. Well, let me see a daily reflections. Let's go with that real quick because I want to play that rest of that song. It's a long song, and I don't want to cut into that song. It's good. What's today's daily reflection? Today is the 16th. Throughout each day, here we go, throughout each day. This is not an overnight matter. It should continue for our lifetime. Alcoholics Anonymous, page 84. During my early years in AA, I saw step 10 as a suggestion that I periodically look at my behavior and reactions. During my early years in AA, I saw step 10 as a suggestion that I periodically look at my behavior and reactions. If there was something wrong, I should admit it. If an apology was necessary, I should give one. Courage, right? After a few years of sobriety, I felt I should undertake a self-examination more frequently. Not until several more years of sobriety had elapsed did I realize that the full meaning of step 10 and the word continued. Continued does not mean occasionally or frequently. It means throughout each day. Makes a lot of sense. Makes a lot of sense. Yeah. That is for October 16th, throughout each day. There it is. I'm a big fan of that. Yeah, man, hang in there, or good job. Whatever it is, whatever the situation that you're going through, maybe you're not even going through a situation, maybe you feel terrific. It's awesome. It is awesome. I hope everyone's having a great day. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Hey, everybody.